coulees. Not much flows in these coulees, except the cool, dry wind persistently claims ownership, refuses an easy hospitality. Shrubs, cacti, grass cling to the coulees like a brush cut that can't hide the scalp. The sky is a concave ocean pulled toward the center of the universe, always moving. Prairie grass, sage, and wild rye. No sage would try to name all the things that grow in these coulees. A coyote writes lines in the wind, reminds me I cannot both see and write, and still I write in order to see. Like a gopher, a poet digs an intricate map of subterranean lines with holes for popping up. I see the shadows of birds, but I cannot see the birds. The sun soothes with the wind, woos me into sleep, leaves me woozy even. I dwell in the coulee that does not flow, this dry, arid coulee where cacti flame. I wait for the coyote. I write nothing. Perhaps writing will come in February when I am far away, flowing with the lines of sun and trails and gopher hollows and the roots of cacti. Succulents can find water where there is none, suck the dry earth like an orange sucks my dry mouth.